a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits. And here's reason number 16 why you ought to come to Modern Woodman Park and see the Bandits play. We use no robots. Even our umpires are very much human. Sometimes I kind of wish we did use robots. I invite you to come cheer on the River Bandits and give the umps an earful. Now, enjoy an earful of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Well, we're talking about robots. You can cheer on the robots for the next couple of nights here at Modern Woodman Park, right?
Next three nights.
Robots riding a narwhal. It's the Top 5 Things. I'm Dave. This is my partner, Darren. River Bandits are no longer the River Bandits. They are the Treasure Hunters.
Through Friday.
For the next three games.
Although some people apparently on social media had a problem with that as well.
What's that?
People complaining that they were changing the team name.
For three
nights.
And
then we had to explain to them it's only for three nights.
Yeah.
We're not rebranding completely.
It's, well, you had to expect that was going to happen.
And then once it's explained to explained to these people that, no, we are still the River Bandits. This is just a temporary little lark that we're having in August.
And it's worth pointing out, I don't want to interrupt you, but every minor league team is doing this.
They all do it.
This is a gimmick every minor league team is doing.
Yes.
Like in Appleton, they're calling themselves the Utter Tuckers to pay homage to the dairy industry.
They've been talking about doing this for years,
right.
and they're finally doing it.
Every minor league team is doing this, where one series you change your name into something goofy.
Still don't like it.
Yeah,
You explained it to them that no, we're still the River Bandits.
Right.
Your team is not going away. It's just for three. It's just for three games. I don't care. I still don't like it.
This is it. This is by experience on social media. 99% of it is idiots who don't even read the thing that they're upset about.
But I have a forum, and I'm
right.
Gosh darn it.
Well, I don't care for this. Did you
I'm
read the
use
thing?
It.
Did you read the thing you're upset
well,
about?
No.
I just don't care for it, is what I said.
I don't have time to read things.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I go on my gut.
I have no use for any of this anymore. I'm just done with all of it.
I get it.
Where it's just, I don't care, and I like to complain about every goddamn thing.
Right.
So, for
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow, I believe it's free admission.
And ooh, another free admission.
And that's courtesy of Canadian Pacific.
Bacon. Thank you, Canadian Bacon.
Yes, Canadian Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way of saying sorry for ruining the parking lot?
Well, here's the thing, and I think this is a very bold move by them.
Yeah.
They're like going to have a table out front. So if you're one of those people that like to give someone an earful, there you go.
Wait a minute. So they're just going to have Canadians saying sorry all night long?
I don't know if they're going to be
sorry.
Saying sorry or not.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, but business is business.
Isn't Rick Rushel coming to town?
He is.
Quincy, Illinois native Rick Rushel?
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember him pitching? Or
I had a Rick Rushel ball card when I was a kid that I cut off the back of a box of Twinkies.
See, now I actually remember him playing.
Rick Rushel.
Portly fellow, as was his brother Paul. Paul wore glasses.
Paul Rushel. Yeah, they both played for the Cubs at the same time, didn't they?
Yeah, I believe they did, yes.
Yeah.
There was a little crossover there.
Hmm. Well, I like that.
So, yeah, he's gonna be there, and I guess he's signing autographs.
Yeah, on the back of your Twinkies boxes, there were three cards that you would... And I was,
you
know, I was five, so I did a terrible job cutting. So it's like, I got Jim Rice, I got Rick Rushel, and I got Carl Yastrzemski.
That's not bad.
Yeah, cut them out of the bottom of the... I wonder whatever happened to those cards, my Twinkies that are worth less than nothing now.
Did you cut them out of the box after the Twinkies were eaten, or were the Twinkies now falling out of the box
because
you would cut the hole in the box?
No, I would devour the Twinkies as quickly as possible so that I could get to the baseball cards at the bottom of the Twinkies box. Yeah, I would get sick from Twinkies, but it was worth it because look, everybody, I got Louis Tiant. And don't mind the fact that Louis Tiant
has... Why were they all Red Sox?
They were a big team back then.
Well, they were.
I mean, it was...
They were a big team.
Yeah, it was this.
Look at my Rico Petrocelli.
What do you think of that? They don't do that anymore, where you cut cards out the bottom of Twinkies. In fact, they don't. Do they make Twinkies anymore?
Check out my Bernie Carbo tattoo. No, they've got all kinds of Twinkies now. What are you talking about?
Do they? Because they went away for a while.
Well, for...
And then they brought it back.
A split second, they were gone. But yeah. Now there are all kinds of different flavors of Twinkies.
I saw all kinds of different flavors.
Well, yes, as far as what kind of cake and what kind of filling is used.
Really? They monkeyed around with that?
They did.
Well, that seems like you're tampering in God's domain.
Do you think a hot dog is a meat Twinkie?
No.
Okay.
Because...
kind of a meat Twinkie.
Well, I guess... is a Twinkie a sandwich? You've got like a
it
bread
could be.
Surrounding...
If you took some liberties, you could turn it into.
Am I wrong? Does it say sandwich somewhere on the Twinkies box?
I don't think so. I don't think they're trying to say that a Twinkie. They know that it's a dessert treat.
Is it?
I don't think they're calling it a sandwich.
It's not?
No.
Twinkie's more of a snack cake.
Yes.
It's a golden sponge cake with a creamy filling. So no one's ever called a Twinkie a sandwich.
No, there's the moniker.
Because it's cake, not bread.
Yes.
That's the difference. So there is no one's ever tried to say that it's a sandwich.
Almost a pound cake.
Almost a pound cake. Hostess went bankrupt and then they got brought back, right? Although the Hostess plant here hasn't been open in, what, 20 years?
Been a while. You don't get those smells anymore. Boy, that was a thing.
And remember when...
That was a thing.
Do you remember
back in the
when at the end of River Bandits games, that they'd be sitting there with a bread truck,
yeah,
and they would just give you a loaf of bread to take home, and it was a loaf of bread that was still warm.
Yeah, full-size loaf of bread.
I know, it would pay for itself. You'd go, you'd have 11 beers, and you'd come home, and you'd eat a loaf of bread.
Just like the pilgrims.
those were days.
Those were Puritan days.
We never had it so good.
No, or so easy.
those were the times. It's the top five things. My name is Dave. His name is Darren. I know I've said that already, but I wanted to take you for a moment to Germany, where they are dealing with a rather unique problem over there in Germany. I wasn't aware this was an issue, but apparently this is like a season over in Germany. And I'm not talking about Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
That's not for another month or so. The problem is something that the Germans have a word for it. I love when they have words for things over there. And like fun words. Not like Kristallnacht. I mean like fun words.
They're literate.
They call it Engelkarosen. Engelkarosen. You have any idea what that is? Engelkarosen.
Does it have anything to do with Little House on the Prairie?
No, that's not bad though.
That's all we watch for a month in Germany.
Right.
Is Little House on the Prairie.
Who was the hot sister that got blind? She was kind of hot on that show.
Yeah. I don't know that I ever bought her blindness.
No, I don't think she did
either. She didn't really go blind.
Well,
did she?
She was playing a character.
I know
that.
Blind. But the actress.
The hot sister went blind. And then Laura Ingalls Wilder, what's her name? Melissa Gilbert. She was never hot until she grew up, and then she was stupid hot. Was she hot on Little House on the Prairie?
No.
Kind of a plain Jane.
Well.
And then the little girl that they used to throw down the mountain at the end of every episode. Whatever happened to her?
Landmines everywhere for that one.
We think there might be mines in this part of Minnesota.
Why are there so...
Throw the little girl down the mountain.
Why are there so many tiger traps?
I don't remember.
Dig another hole so the kid doesn't know where it's at.
Did that kid die? Because I don't remember any episodes about the kid.
Were there two of them?
There were three girls, weren't there?
No. But what I'm saying is...
Oh, actresses?
Were there two actresses that played that part? Is it one of those Olsen things?
I remember as a child being very confused that the mom's real name was Michael. Wasn't it Michael Lerner?
Well...
Because Michael Lerner used to come on and do Buffering ads or whatever the hell it was. I'm like, why is she living in modern times? And why is her name Michael? And wait a minute, the dad's name is Michael, too. Well, you had Michael Landon and Michael Lernon. You got two Michaels raising those girls?
It's a very modern arrangement, is what it was.
I guess so. What the hell was the name of the little kid on Little House of the Prairie? And did she, like,
wasn't
die
there
on the show?
Bed up in the attic?
Oh, yeah. Well, they lived out in the prairies.
So no, I understand that.
You really had to...
But mom and dad's... bed was up in the attic, okay. Or was everybody's bed up
okay.
in the attic?
Somebody pointing out Karen Grassel,
yes,
was the mom. Is Michael Lerner not an actress? Who am I thinking
of? Oh, she was on The Waltons.
The Waltons is what I'm thinking of. Okay, I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, you can see where...
Karen Grassel. Okay, Melissa Sue Anderson is the one I'm hot for.
Yeah.
That's the one that I dig. She was the one that went blind on A Little House on the Prairie. And how did she go blind? Was there a fire or something? What happened to her?
I think she saw...
Welcome to our new podcast. Dave kind of remembers Little House on the Prairie.
I think she might have walked in when Michael Landon was turning into Teen Wolf. And you just... That sort of thing...
blinded her.
That sort of thing mm-hmm. scars you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you're a Teen Wolf.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Well, I don't remember what she went blind for. She was...
Were there two little girls?
She was the little girl who kissed Bobby on the Brady Bunch back in the day. Yeah.
For cash.
Yes.
On the barrel head.
For cash. Melissa Sue Anderson was...
Held a gun to her head until she kissed him.
But then at the end of every Little House on the Prairie, that little girl fell down the mountain. What was the little girl's name? If anyone remembers...
It was at the beginning of the show, wasn't it?
Or did they do the beginning?
Or both.
Okay. Carrie Ingalls was, in fact, played by twins.
There you go. See?
Carrie Ingalls.
I know things.
Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush. Boy, I bet that was hard growing up with that name.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush. Okay.
Not for long.
Not going on the mountain that way. That's going to break everything. So Ingelkrausen is what they call in Germany the hedgehog carousel. German police keep getting complaints about noise, and the noise sounds like people are having sex, but it's not people. It's hedgehogs.
Ah.
Hedgehogs banging. This happens all summer long there.
It's mating season.
Yes. Yes. Hedgehogs, it turns out, are the loudest nocturnal animals.
Now, does this...
They are louder than cicadas.
Does this include your Ron Jeremy?
Yes. He's a different kind of hedgehog. I don't think he makes a lot of noise, though. I'm pleased to say I don't know that for a fact. I've never seen anything with Ron Jeremy in it, and that's quite on purpose.
Yeah, there's nothing sexy about that.
No. No.
No, that is...
Can you imagine putting a tape in going, we're going to look at this guy get naked?
No.
Hard pass. I don't judge, but that's that. No.
Don't need that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so the thing is, people mistake hedgehogs mating for human
for
beings.
For other Germans.
Yeah, they think it's other Germans out there, the Ingelkrausen. So I wonder if you could go out and bang anywhere you wanted in Germany, and people just blame it on the hedgehogs. There's got to be a fair amount of that going on, right?
Mm-hmm. They're masking our love.
People would think it's the hedgehog. This is, don't worry about it. No one will suspect us. Yeah, so the hedgehogs at night, they make this loud noise.
Uh-huh.
And would you like to hear a little bit of a hedgehog?
More than I'd rather see Ron Jeremy naked.
This is the sound of hedgehogs mating. See if you can determine how it is that Germans can confuse this with the noise of people having sex.
All right.
All right, we're out in a forest here looking for a hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
Put the microphone right up into the hedgehog here.
Well, wait a minute. You really gotta go looking for it. If you're just sitting in your home in Munich trying to watch TV. Whoa!
They are loud. I don't know. Okay, I don't know how they have sex in... I don't know how they have sex in Germany, but nope, that's not what... No, that's not at all what sex should sound like.
No.
Oh, no thanks. Okay. Boy, he's letting her have it, too. Yeah, take it all, hedgehog. Take it all. I don't know.
I don't see where the mistake is being made.
I don't know what they do in Germany, how they make love, but that's not at all what it should sound like. Speaking of animals, did you see this story where this woman is out in Canada? She's out going for a hike. She's got her dog with her. And out of nowhere, a cougar jumps out.
That's no good.
And is getting aggressive. So this woman is in a panic. She's got her dog. Yeah. I'll tell you the outset. Everyone's fine.
That's good.
I don't share stories with you if any dogs get hurt. Okay?
Why would you?
I see the look on your face. You're getting scared. So this woman's hiking with the dog out in Vancouver Island. A cougar is staring at her. She yells at the cougar, and the cougar starts moving closer and closer and closer.
That's the opposite of what I wanted you to do.
Right. And she then opens up the music app on her phone looking for something loud to play to scare it off.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Don't Tread on Me by Metallica, and the cougar's like, I'm out of here. She said, I chose Don't Tread on Me because it's a loud song. And also, she says, that's the message I wanted to convey to the cougar.
It's a good thing Jack and Diane didn't fire up.
By Johnny Cougar? So this story goes viral, and James Hetfield from Metallica calls her up to say, cool story about the cougar.
You know why he called her up?
He's, why?
She's kind of attractive.
She is super hot, yes.
But, I'm going to take this liberty. I'm something of a guitar player.
Let me ask you this. Are you a bit of a cougar yourself, if you know what I mean? I'm James Hetfield. I like to rock and roll, man.
This is James from Metallica. You're on with Dave and Darren.
Thank you, James.
Some sort of monster, aren't I? We need a therapist in the studio. Good Lord.
Let's get into the top five things.
All right. We're going to need a therapist. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from Milwaukee's own Pat McCurdy. Don't miss out. More details are coming very, very soon at Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their barbecued chicken cheesesteak. Premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. It's brand new and available now at Capriati's. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com.
I once tried to play Panama from Van Halen to scare a bat out of my house. And the reason I chose Panama was I remembered that they did that to Manuel Noriega. And the bat didn't care about Van Halen.
Strong man.
Noriega or the bat?
Well, Noriega no more.
Yeah. Did he end up checking out Noriega?
He passed away in jail, didn't he?
I think that's right. All right, number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Darren, our troubles are over. We're going to be able to not worry about you in the wintertime because the Japanese have a new bit of technology, a robot tail that they're giving to human beings to stop them from falling over.
I get a tail?
Somebody, I don't know who said this. I want to give them credit. It was just something I saw, and it was, how is it that my clothes only get hooked on things when I'm already pissed off about something?
Right.
I'm like, well, that's good.
It happened to me. Was it today? Somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was today. Somehow I got my...
You do get caught up in things.
I do.
Yeah.
And if I'm ever carrying anything that dangles...
Mm-hmm.
Insert your joke there. If I carry anything that dangles, I am absolutely 100% going to get it caught on something. Well, I got my pants caught on my car today.
The Japanese have this new robotic tail that they claim will balance out the human body, and people will use this instead of canes. The first application is going to be to help elderly people from falling over.
Well, I'm entering that realm.
It's a strap-on appendage they call the ARC, And
you had me at strap-on appendage.
They developed this at the Keio University in Japan. By the way, happy anniversary, Japan, if you're listening today. Ooh. Small weights are inserted into a vertebrae. It looks like a seahorse tail. You look, it's like Dr. Octopus's arm, but it comes out of your butt, and it helps you to stay balanced. It's like a tail, and it moves quickly when you're carrying heavy objects, and that somehow helps you keep your balance as well. Small weights are inserted into like these vertebrae, mm-hmm. and it offsets your weight. And once this thing is properly adjusted to your weight and height, it acts like a counterbalance, just like your dog's tail does.
I'll give it a chance.
Walking around with a Japanese robot tail?
Yes.
Is that for you?
Could be.
Tell the story about the August 6th that you were in Hiroshima and looking for souvenirs.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we've got a birthday to celebrate tonight.
Paigey, right?
Paige turns 21 tonight.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
She was just a young girl then at the time, and her birthday is August 6th, and I was looking to buy her something while I was in Japan, getting her a little gift. I saw something that had her birthday, and I thought, so I went ahead and bought that, and it's like, well, I wasn't trying to rub it in. Yeah. Or anything.
So you're in Hiroshima, and that's the anniversary of us dropping.
Yeah, and I'm buying
Fat
stuff.
Man,
I'm
on
buying,
him, right?
I'm buying stuff that
says commemorates the time that we killed 200,000 people.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Irradiated another 100,000.
Yeah.
Although, in our defense, they did start it.
They did things.
Where's your pound of flesh?
They did things.
Yeah, they're working on this tail. Are you intrigued?
Sure.
You'll try a robot tail.
Yes.
If it keeps you from cracking your head open in the wintertime, I'm all for it.
Clearly past the point of caring what I look like.
Oh, I don't know. I think you'd walk around. I could see you strutting around little tail. Look at me. Look at my tail walk.
Look at my counterbalanced tail walk.
Postal worker.
Look how upright I am.
Postal worker making headlines, cooking a steak inside the mail truck while they're doing the mail. I think this is fantastic. They're trying to make the point here that the postal workers, you know those trucks they drive around in? There's no air conditioning in those Jeeps. There's a fan. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no AC whatsoever. And this postal worker in Phoenix, to make a point, put a steak on the dashboard, and then drove around and did his rounds. And in a couple hours, steak was completely cooked.
Was it?
Well, they say, it's usually like 128 degrees inside the cabins of those things.
But, boy.
Yeah.
Where are they delivering mail? On the sun?
Well, this is in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Well,
do you think in your time in Phoenix you could have cooked a steak inside your car if you wanted to?
It got warm. I mean, I know that it got so warm that you couldn't walk barefoot on the in certain places.
Several Postal Service employees in Phoenix have been sent to the hospital recently after becoming disoriented on the job. So they're trying to raise attention to this, raise attention that these postal workers are hurting. Frankly, I say, I'm all for any job that you can just start with a steak, and then at the end of the day, you have a cooked steak. That doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world to me.
In my day, I used to carry a baked potato to school to keep my hands warm, and then that was my lunch.
I think that's Abraham Lincoln. I don't think that's you.
Maybe that was Lincoln. If you'd like to reach out to
Like, whoa, what is going on?
Of course, my hands froze on the way home, but my stomach was full of starch.
That's why they shot him in the theater. He was opening up a potato so loudly. Aluminum foil back then was very crinkly.
Very grating on everyone's nerves.
We're trying to watch the play!
Who keeps saying, pass the sour cream? If you'd like to reach out to the people don't go postal anymore. I'm not trying to jinx anything, but it seems as though
I'd argue they do.
Well, I mean, people go postal. I'm just saying postal workers don't go postal.
Right.
Yeah, everyone else goes postal.
That's the world we live in. The postal workers are the only ones that are
rash.
They're
the only ones that are sane now.
The only ones that are not shooting up the world.
They're the
postal
only
workers.
Ones.
Yes.
So at least there's that. So kudos to that.
Here's to you, postal workers. You're the one category of Americans
that isn't doing this.
That's shooting people. Right. Yes, thank you.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, $5 glasses of wine. Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Come check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and capped specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. If you are there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Number three on our top five things, we go to the world of sports.
Number three.
This story comes to us from Europe, where DJ Cooper is a basketball player. He was a standout for Ohio University a couple of years ago. And now he's playing overseas. Tried to join the Bosnian national team, and they wanted a urine test. And he says, sure, no problem. So he does the urine test, and the results come back, and they find HCG in his urine, which is problematic, because HCG is a hormone that is made by the placenta when you're pregnant. Mm. He took a test, and he's pregnant. Which, I mean, I don't know how hedgehogs do it, but that's not how we do it. So,
well, typically,
no. It turns out he was using his girlfriend's urine, and she didn't know she was pregnant.
And so, what was he hiding?
Well, he's been suspended for fraud. I don't know what he was trying to cover up.
I wasn't hiding anything. I couldn't go. I didn't have to go, and she did.
That's not in the spirit of a drug test, though. You know, I don't have to go. Honey, you want to fill this up?
You want to fill it out for me?
I guess they want urine. I don't know what for, but here, honey.
Something to look at under a microscope,
lately,
I guess.
It seems like you'd have to go to the bathroom a lot. Constantly. I don't know what that could be about, but go ahead and pee in this cup, would you?
It's as if something's pressing on your bladder.
So good news and bad news. Good news is I'm going to be a father. Bad news is I'm out of a job.
Yeah.
And then, you know, potentially bad news, I hope it's his kid. Because what do we got that to deal with?
You don't want it to be D.B. Cooper's kid. Right.
No, this is D.J. Cooper, not D.B. Cooper. He's now been suspended, and he won't be able to play again until June of 2020.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when you take a drug test and it comes back pregnant and you're a male basketball player, do they not let you smoke weed if you play basketball in Europe? Is that why he's got to fake a drug test?
I don't know. I don't know what he's covering up.
Doesn't make any sense.
Number four.
Do they do weed? Do they test you for weed in the NBA? They can't, right? Because every single one of them smokes weed all the time, right?
I don't know exactly what the ruling is. I think it's more of kind of a look the other way thing.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yes, it should be. Oh, I've got another drug story involving an athlete.
How many days until it's legal in Illinois? What's the countdown? Do we have a clock anywhere?
January 1st. Yes. So 100 plus days. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a little more than 100 days. I know sports gambling in Iowa is legal here in 9 days.
Is that right?
Yeah, buddy.
Huh.
That's a done deal on the 15th at noon.
Place your bets.
I'll be there. Georgia Southern Eagles. The star quarterback there. The Georgia Southern Eagles. They are the best FCS level football team. They've won 6 national championships between 85 and 2000.
And they call themselves Georgia?
Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern.
Yeah, the Georgia Southern Eagles. They've won 10 Southern Conference titles, and then they joined major college football in the Sun Belt Conference in 2014. Mm-hmm. All right, they were a big deal. And now the head coach there is Chad Lunsford. He guided the program to a 10-3 season. They went to the Camellia Bowl.
The what?
The Camellia Bowl. Georgia Southern Eagles.
Maybe not quite the powerhouse they're trying to pass themselves off as.
Well, they're a program on the up and the coming, is what I'm telling you. Two-time Sun Belt Conference honorable mention. Anyway, this story is involves the quarterback there for the Georgia Southern Eagles, who is in trouble. Shai Wertz is the young man's name. This kid is the star of the show down there, I guess. Superstar quarterback, Shai Wertz. Two-time Sun Belt Conference honorable mention. He has been suspended from football activities after being arrested and charged with misdemeanor possession of cocaine. According to the county sheriffs in Saluda, in Georgia...
How do you think I was up all night studying?
They attempted to stop this kid for a speeding violation, but before he pulled over, he called 911 and told them he was not going to pull over until he had reached further into town where the lights were on and it was where it was safe.
No.
The police caught up with him and noticed a white residue all over the hood of his car. They tested the residue, the white powder substance, with some cocaine kits. And both cocaine kits tested positive for cocaine. So this guy's got coke on the hood of his car. He said, that's not coke.
On the hood of the car?
Hood of the car. He said, no, man, that's bird poop. Police report states the powder looked like it was thrown onto the hood of the car and then attempted to be washed off by the windshield wipers and wiper fluid. So he was driving, tried to throw the coke out of the car.
Landed on the car, yeah.
But threw it forwards, so it went all over the windshield.
Yeah,
and then he's got the wipers on.
Sure.
So that's why he's not pulling over, because he doesn't...
I haven't cleaned it up properly yet.
Clean the coke off the windshield. No, man, that's bird poop. It's not bird poop. It's cocaine. Yeah. He was MVP in their big bowl game win over Eastern Michigan. I don't think any of us will forget that game.
Real chatterbox.
It's got a lot to say. Finally.
Five.
Got
a real motor. Go get her.
Get ready for a new form of therapy that they think can slow down the symptoms of aging. Darren, it's tickling ear therapy. New research says that tickling your ear could slow down the symptoms of aging.
Or someone tickling my ear.
Well, you can't tickle yourself. That's impossible.
I bet somebody can.
You ought to get locked up. If you can tickle yourself and you laugh, that'll lock you up.
And you're constantly doing it. You're constantly holding yourself down and tickling yourself.
Holding yourself down?
What are you?
That's just how I get my kicks. Scientists found that a short daily therapy delivered for 2 weeks to people over the age of 55 led to both physiological and well-being improvements. Tickling the ear. They do it with a small electrical current, and they say it slows down the effects of aging.
How much?
The therapy is called transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation. Delivers a small, painless electrical current to your ear, which sends signals to the body's nervous system through the vagus nerve. And then they say in this journal Aging, they say the tickle therapy has potential to help people age more healthfully by recalibrating the body's internal control system.
So then how many years do you save on this?
That's a good question. They have to do a lot more study on this. But would you go and get your ears tickled once or twice a month if it meant you were going to...
I've heard worse.
There's that thing in London now where they've come up with this treatment to prolong menopause by 20 or 30 years.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't understand. I know. I've got lots of questions about that one, too. It's like if you're in your 20s or 30s, they take something and they shove it in your armpit.
You shouldn't be going through menopause in your 20s anyway.
No, but if they do this to you in your 20s and 30s, they cut something out and they shove it in your armpit and it tricks your body so that you don't go into menopause until you're like in your 80s or something.
No, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, right? I have a lot of questions about that. One, I thought you...
Seems like a cheap trick.
Well, isn't my understanding of menopause is you've run out of eggs, right? So, like, there's a finite number of eggs, right?
You're done.
Like, when you're born, you got all the eggs that you're going to get.
That's true.
Right? So, like, you're not shooting out eggs.
Save an egg for me.
You see what I'm saying? I don't know how that works. But that's something else they're working on. Delaying menopause and now prolonging aging by tickling your ear. Oh. I'm all for it. You want to tickle my vagus nerve? Go crazy. Well, I don't like being touched in the ears, though. I don't know if I could put up with this.
What about with a feather?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's an electrical
current.
From
a distance.
That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's Bread Nugget Eating Contest, and live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday, 2 till 6 at Oscars Pub. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. You're going to love their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards when you're there at Capriati's, because everybody loves Capriati's. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, please do this. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.